This is KCUR 89.3 NPR in Kansas City. Coach Hank Stram led the Kansas City Chiefs to the franchise's only Super Bowl championship in 1970. 50 years later, Stram's legacy still looms large, even as this year's team prepares for Super Bowl 54. Stram died in July of 2005. KCUR's Laura Ziegler recently caught up with three of his six children who grew up in Kansas City.
This is Dale Stram. I'm number two in line.
This is Stu Stram. I'm third from the oldest. I currently live in Kansas City, love Kansas City, and obviously the success that the Chiefs are currently enjoying brings back incredible memories of great times and great memories with my dad in the early days and development of the Chiefs.
Gary?
Hi, I am number five in the pecking order, five of six, and I live in New York City.
Okay. Stu, I'm going to just come back to you because you mentioned Kansas City and the nostalgia and memories that it was bringing back. Tell me just a little bit about that. What was it like then, and what are you remembering about that time today?
Well, to be honest with you, I think it's kind of hard to compare the two times and the two teams and the organizations as they were, you know, in the 60s and 70s and what it has transitioned to now. The competition between the AFL and the NFL and you know, trying to sign each other's players. And in those days, you know, there wasn't free agency. So most of those players stayed with the team for most of their careers. And so it created a sense of family and camaraderie and love and respect for each other that, because of the movement of players now, I don't know that teams can enjoy and appreciate as much now as they did then. So it was different times, but it's very humbling to think that the offense that the Chiefs have right now, which is so amazing, both schematically, conceptually, and, you know, they've got so much talent on that team. You know, that was who my dad was. He was all about creativity. He was always trying to find better ways to compete. And so I think he would be so happy and celebrate the fact that the Chiefs still stand for the creativity offensively that they have now, and knowing that he was an integral part of the development of offenses in the NFL and the AFL as well.
So you mentioned the sense of family that you felt, or that your dad felt. How did that play out in your family? Did your dad share that with you guys? Did he bring that home? What was it like?
This is Dale. You know, my dad attracted an amazing lady, my mother. And, you know, Dad would get up early in the morning and he would leave, and Mom would be the one to get us off to school and get us off the bus, make our dinner and doing everything. We were so blessed to have a mother like we had. Mom gave Dad the freedom to pursue his brilliance, and that's what he did.
Gary, a coach that takes a team to the Super Bowl two times, like your dad did, obviously has huge leadership skills. How do you think those successful coaching skills translated to him as a dad?
As a father, he was able to very consistently translate those skills on a day-to-day basis. You know, he was very focused on making sure that we had our to-do list. Like, this is what I remember. He would sit down with me when I was home, and he would apply that laser focus that he had as a coach, and he'd apply that to make sure that we were following some sort of rhyme and reason in our life, these roadmaps, which I couldn't stand growing up as a kid. But it was, as I look back as an adult, it was all an amazing foundation of one of the many steps in being a leader.
Yeah, Dale, we've all seen these videotapes of him calling a big play that led to a touchdown, how animated and excited he got.
Running play coming to Garrett on a trap. Touchdown! Garrett first. Oh, is it there, boys? Was that there, Rex?
Oh,
it's gone, baby!
Yeah! The mentor! 65 toss, power, try! Yeah!
Did you see that kind of stuff at home? Did you see that larger-than-life personality at home? Or was he more subdued?
He was a funny guy. I mean, he really had a great personality. He was very smart. You know, I think everything that he exuded, you know, as a coach, you know, his teams became an extension of who he was. Very colorful, and they were very disciplined and very organized. I think any great leader, you know, is a great salesman. And I believe Dad was a great salesman. And the great thing about Dad is he never deviated from what he believed. no matter what the situation, if it would have been easier for him to go in a different direction, he wouldn't do it. He would just do what he believed. And so I think young people, and especially, you know, the young players that played it during that time, and all kids really, are just looking for something to believe in. And when you find that, it's like you'll follow it.
Were there things that you guys remember, like rituals or things that he did in his leisure time, anything that will help us know him better as a non-coach, as a human being?
He loved his music, Bobby Vinton, and he loved, who was it, Dale? Louis Prima.
Louis Prima.
He'd get in the car and he'd sing the Louis Prima songs, and very polkas. Joyous. And
polkas.
Polkas as well.
Yeah. I used to ride to the games with Dad, and Stu would go as well a lot of times. And it was like, you know, he had this Imperial, and it was like sitting on a cloud, and it had this great 8-track tape deck in it with great sound and stuff. And he'd have that sound up completely blasting, and he would be like peeling out to the polkas, getting up for the game through the music.
Well, he was of Polish descent, wasn't he?
Yeah.
Yes.
Any closing thoughts you want to add?
I like to add one thing. You know, you started out, and Stu really pointed it out, and it was a very, very important part of the success of the Kansas City Chiefs, at least at that time, was the family thing. And Stu and I especially are very still close to, you know, a lot of the guys. You know, they're mid-70s, early 80s now.
Who do you talk to?
I talk to Jan. I talk to Willie Lanier, Johnny Robinson. Frank Pitts is our great wide receiver, has had this head trauma. He's been in an assisted living. I stay in contact with a lot of them. They meant a whole lot to me, and they still do.
That's great. Well, I want to thank you guys so much, all three of you from your different places, for taking the time to talk with us. And you can be sure that everyone in this town is remembering your dad with fondness and gratitude as we prepare for this upcoming Chiefs game and the Super Bowl.
That was KCUR's Laura Ziegler talking with Dale, Stu, and Gary Stram, sons of former Kansas City Chiefs head coach Hank Stram. They didn't have to buy tickets to go to the 1970 Super Bowl, but if they had, they said tickets were on sale for $15, whereas the cheapest tickets to this year's game are currently running somewhere in the $3,000 to $5,000 range. Super Bowl 54 takes place this Sunday in Miami.